The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Alan Ferguson, president of the Scrap Iron Dealers Association. Hello? So tell us about these crime talks you had there on the promenade, and why did the Scrap Iron Dealers Association decide to get involved in crime talks?
Well, what would have happened to us, I want to thank you for having me on first, and I want to good evening to you and your listeners. What would have happened to us is that we, whilst we did shut down, we was going to different communities that struggling to make a daily dollar for the family, you know. Mm-hmm. And we would have been seeing the poverty in a lot of homes around the country.
Right.
And a lot of people was talking about crime.
Now, that was during COVID? You know, so, during the COVID?
No, that was COVID. During when the industry was shut down.
Now, what time period was that? Give me a year. From what time to what time?
That would have been in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After August. The 12th of August.
Okay.
When they shut down the industry.
Now, what was the reason for the shutting down again?
That was the copper.
Oh, because of the copper.
Yes.
The stealing of the copper situation. All right, nice.
Understood. And we will see a lot of things taking place. And some people who don't know me, I was one of the person who used to, every Sunday, I going all over and telling people to stay away from crime. I was used to take it up on my own every Sunday.
Mm.
Telling people to stay away from crime. If you want to work, if you work hard, you will buy your car, you'll build your house, you'll mind your family good, you know.
When I check
all these things, I say, you know what I will do now?
Mm.
I will use our platform to go about to discourage people from being involved in crime, and then we get a lot of good people to come on board with us.
Mm.
We get a lot of youth to come on board.
Now, tell me some of the areas you used to go to. What areas you would go to spread this word?
All right, well, first we had lunch in Enterprise,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to Labre.
Yeah.
Then we went to Bacaday.
Mm-hmm.
We went we also went to La Romaine. We went to Rio Claro. We went to Chogonas. We went to Capuchima. We went to Grandi, Arima. We went to Tunapuna. We went to Kelly Village. Mm. We went to Tobago.
Okay, I went all over. Mm.
Yeah, we went to a lot of places, and then we visited Port of Spain yesterday, and right. It was a wonderful. It was the Brian Lara Promenade was packed with people, man. We welcome all. We thank them people who support me last night and yesterday evening. It had a lot of people. The place was packed.
Mm. Yeah.
So our message to the youths, you know, is a straight up, you know, a lot of people see the youths and them being involved in crime now, but it's about a lot of reason why all this thing taking place in the country, you know.
Well, tell me some of the reasons why. What are you talking to the youths? Because I was just playing a poem there. There's a poem circulating around from a young lady. She's saying that you want the youths to get away from crime, but there's a lot of nepotism. You're telling youths to go to OJT. When they go to OJT, they're taking 2 years to hear from OJT. They're already frustrated. They can't get a job because their mother don't know minister. This one, I know this one, that one. There's a lot of nepotism. It's who know you and who you know kind of thing. So, you know, that explains why the youths might turn to crime. But what are some of the reasons youths telling you in these areas that you went to, why they turn into crime?
It have a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons is that, let me tell you something. Given a youth might come out from school,
mm.
and he get a lot of subjects. He get eight, he might get seven, eight subjects.
Right.
And then he will go in this place to ask for a work because he qualify. And when he go there and listen to me, I from Lavantel, I from the B-term, I from Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a work.
Right.
You're not going to get a work. Hmm. And then what? Somebody else in the community go come and tell you, listen to me, let me go and invade them all because they may want to give you no work and they may help me out. And you know what happened? We go do that because I'd like to have more success now and getting work.
Right.
So a man go and do that. And I talking really because I'm from the community. I'm from their community too, so I understand what they're talking. because they're talking to me, you know. Because they believe I could help everybody, but I can't help everybody. Yeah. But I'm telling you, the thought and the feeling to...
They're talking to you. Hello?
They're still helping me.
All right, get back
in. Well, no, because the government have a lot of ministry with a lot of programs that the youths now could go and get help.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them do not know how to reach the help.
No, stick
and
up.
When they get somebody, some of them go through it,
yeah,
and they get somebody help,
yeah,
they're not getting no work.
They're not so getting no work.
Decided.
Mm.
Yeah, you're saying something?
Yeah, you know, I know, I'm listening to you. I know a lot of the program. There was even a program the Ministry of Sport doing to me. It sounded like they're begging them to come by, begging them used to come by. They're giving them stipend,
yeah,
telling them
tell
come.
You,
the stipend.
Let
this,
me tell
that.
You something, brother.
Mm.
Me ain't making no excuse and me ain't making nothing. You have somebody, you ain't going to want, you ain't going to get through with some of them.
Yeah, true.
But the majority of them ain't going to get through with them. But let me tell you something will cause any problem.
Mm.
This, why I'm telling you, is what the problem is.
Yeah.
If you want to solve a problem, you have to go in the community to find out what is the problem.
Right.
You can't put up and say that we want to do this and be doing this and they ain't coming and they ain't coming. We have to go and find out why they're not coming.
Better go to them.
We have to find out what is the problem that we need to solve. What if we don't go and we only talking, them ain't coming, they ain't doing this, they ain't doing that. There's a lot of problems in communities. There's a lot of youth. We're talented, and we need to find out what is the problem. And if we don't find out what is the problem, we can't solve the problem. You know? Because so many people that are putting to say that we want to stop this criminality from taking place, is these people and them going to send in this big university and all them sort of things. I have no problem with that. You know?
Not only ground.
The problem is that if we...
Mm.
We don't understand what is the problem. How are you going to solve it? You cannot solve the problem if you don't know what the problem
is. Right, so what is the problem? I want to get to you. What is the problem to you? You talk to them. You more on the ground. You ain't at no university. Grew up in no building looking down at people. You there on the ground. What is the problem? Give me three problems. Three main problems you youth I'm thinking. Three problems. Are you breaking up again, boy? Internet is a problem.
Have some activities, but get them in the gang more better and get them in gangs in a faster period of time. Because why? We say let them kill out themselves. Some of we say let them kill out themselves, you know, and let them go in jail. But jail don't solve criminal. Jail don't solve the problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But jail is the place where gang start up. Because when you go in jail, you strengthen gang. Because gang is where starting thing in the jail. And other countries where they have a better system for the underprivileged people and the people under the lowest of the stick is where they have good system, is where the jail closing down, you know.
Mm.
Where they want to close down jail, there are nobody in the jail. But we in Trinidad and Tobago, we have all kind of thing, you know. We legalize weed. We damaging the youth
mind.
No,
we ain't legalize it. We decriminalize it.
We damaging the people mind and we people doing a good. All these things that we need to find out. And all we're doing is we just want to do lip and say we're doing it, we had this and we had that. Hey, we had nothing going on good unless we start to go and talk to them. And we don't want to go and say, hey, listen to me, start to put money in the community, start to give us one work.
Hmm.
We need to change the youth mind frame.
Hmm.
And how we change our youth mind frame is that we go in and teach like a little child. You teach them one is after. One and then two and then A and then B and then C. All these things we need to teach them how to have a good mind frame, how to be good, how to be a good father, how to be a good brother,
how
to be a good
neighbor. Yeah, Mr. Ferguson, but you do, you doing a job. But you are doing a job there. What about their parents? That sounds like a job their parents should be doing. So where are the youth's parents and all of this? Are there no parents out there?
Yeah. Yeah, you see, I like that question you asked me because we have a way that we say, listen to me.
Mm.
It's the parents are the teacher, but listen to me. Eh? Let me tell you something.
Mm.
You see, this country, if we go and do things, it's children have been making trend.
Right.
Children who have been making trend is 15 years, 16 years, 17 years. They may have a good learning how to even treat their own self good first, but they're making trend.
Mm.
This is where some of the problem coming from. This is somebody problem. Mothers need to know how to treat children. Mothers talking and cussing. Yeah. Mothers cussing in front of children. Mothers doing all kind of things. The children wearing their pants under the butts. And that is normal for them because they don't understand how to grow children neither. We have a serious problem. And that's why I'm telling you, the only way we can fix it is we go into the community. We can't fix it with no going to Crown Plaza or Hilton or Hyatt. We need to go to the community, pull some people who love to speak the truth and deal honestly, and pick the right set of people in the community to work hard to bring back the community. The community will just grow good children. The community will grow good people, boy. The community is where the doctors, the nurses.
Yeah, for those of y'all just joining us, we're talking to Mr. Alan Ferguson of the Scrap Iron Dealers Association. His internet kind of breaking up there. He should be back with us shortly. The Scrap Iron Dealers Association had the crime talks. Everybody want
crime talks. Give me a neighbor, you're ready to get it. All of them was 6 and 7. They had the Rasta, they had this one, they had that one. You see all of them join up?
All of them join up now? Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, listen, you went in and out there. You went out there because your internet kind of going in and out now.
All right, you're hearing me now?
I'm hearing you now. I stay one place. Now, I know if you're walking around and things, but stay one place now. Try and stay one place. All right? We talk parents, we talk thing, we talk problems. All right, so what are some of these solutions that you suggest? What are some of these solutions you suggest all of this? What we do? Have a tire tubes program so children will start making children?
What the solution is?
Solution, yeah.
The solution is we need to join with one another to go to the community to help out. And I don't know if you didn't hear this part, but this part is one of the serious parts that Trinidad and Tobago need to hear. You're hearing me because I want Trinidad to hear this
part. Yeah, we're hearing you good day. Hearing you good day. Stay there. We're hearing you.
All right. You see that the whole gang and them operating all the time. It had the Rasta, it had this gang, it had the all kind of different gang. But you see what going on now? It had the 6 and the 7 and the 8 and the 9. You see they're joining up. You see why they're joining up? All of the rest of them are fighting against themselves. When they join up together, you see 1990, it will be like a tea party. Because let me tell you something, brothers. A lot of guns is coming in this country and drugs. And the youth mind, you see that they're going right by police station and killing one another. And God, when God is ready to do something serious in our country, you know, show your signs of what's coming up. When you see a man could take off a little four-year child head, when you see a man could go and kill women and kill pensioners, old people with 84, 90 years, they're killing them to take the pension. We have to realize that this country has stayed. And if we don't want to come together, if we don't want to come together to fix this, brother, I go all through this country, and I could tell you, if we take children from all different races from this country and we put them in a room to play and fix things, you will see how they will fix it. And without you changing the mentality and tell them, listen to me, don't play with this one. If you leave them alone, just a normal head, you will see how them children and them operating. But we have to get back the children kind of way and work together to fix this problem in this country. We can't, nobody, you know, one kind of group can't fix it. No government can't fix it by themselves. No police can't fix it. We need to come back together to fix the problem that we have in this country. And the problem we have in this country, take all of it to fix it. And because some of us so selfish, and we too cheap, and we believe that because it's a scrap man talking, or a scrap man, when God ready to send people to fix things, it's because they're not brilliant, and the brilliant to bring the message. And all I say to Trinidad and Tobago, we need to come together to fix a problem. And if we don't fix it, this place will get ungoverned. Because they used to, they don't care. And we need to show them how to care and how to love one another and how to take your neighbor and your friend and your brother and your sister loving. We need to bring back love. And the only way to bring back love is when we come together and show the country we could make the change. Trinidad is a small country, and Trinidad is a beautiful country. We have a lot of things here that we could work on. We have a lot of money too that we could fix the problem that we have. We need to get no help from no way outside. All we need to do is pull the honest people, the truthful people together to to do the things that is necessary to get back this country back together.
I know you say we have to come together. When you say we, who you mean we? We, the African people, we, who is we?
Brother, the problem don't affect the African alone. The African is the problem. Most of the people causing the problem in the crime, because they have the white collar crime that they have all kind of people. Yeah. But I say they have all kind of crime. We need to attack the major problem as we go along now, which is the crime that most of the people who doing it is the African. We need to go to the community that causing most of the problem, the Lavantel, the Beecham, the Sealer, the Enterprise, the Eastern Corridor from Caranas right up to Brandy. It's problems, and problems. I'm telling you, brother, and I am saying is that if we don't come together, if there's a businessman and you recognize that we here, if we don't want to open the business every day and we don't want to live good, because we have a trend coming up here, it might not attack we, but we don't know when it's going to happen. Look at Haiti. Look what happened in Haiti. When God ready to show it right close to we, Venezuela, a lot of Venezuelans, criminal activities, we used to take place in Venezuela. They're here in Trinidad, you know. They're here. And if we don't fix the problem we have here, brother, I am the ground, and I'm talking because I want to talk. As a man of love, I believe in God, brother. I just pray and ask God to give me the strength to do this what I'm doing. And I'm talking, I'm not talking from no mama guy thing.
I hear any passion in your voice.
He belongs to no political party.
Right.
He belongs to no organization who believe that, let me tell you something, vote for me and I go set you free. I'm not in that foolishness. Let me tell you something, don't matter, politics is play a serious part. All I say, we need to come together, the red, the yellow, the blue, the all the colors. We need to come together and put the serious people, put the honest people together with the people who want to make the difference. Let me sit down and let me decide it, or we are attacking the community.
All
the
right.
Community is for the nurses, the criminals, the police, the everybody.
Let me take some calls there, man. 627-3223.
Right, brother?
625-2257. Yeah, we're taking some calls. Right, listen, talking to Mr. Alan Ferguson of the Scrap Iron Dealers Association. Yeah, any passion, any man voice the passion. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
This, Mr. Ferguson, he's saying some good things there, you know, but when he mentioned about working hard, right, he forget one part, but you work hard, but it's a sacrifice too, Mr. Ferguson. It's a sacrifice. You have to be ambitious. Right? You have to have some ambition in you. You see, you can't be getting paid Friday evening and Monday morning when you come to work, you're looking to borrow money and hustle money to buy a food. Right? All right or wrong?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. No. You're listen to me. Just that I mentioned that because I ain't going to that yet.
Mm.
When you ask me another question, I will tell you what we're doing too as men. And that is why I say change the mentality of how we think and how we operate. Because the mentality we think is not about drinking all the, or when we work on a Friday, can drink out all the money, smoke out all the money, and okay, home man for the wife, you know. All of that I just talk about. You don't hear that part where I just talk it, but I just talk about that. I just tell them they can't go and drink, but that's why I'm talking about we going in the community to make change. And the change is not about we go work hard and we go sacrifice, and you know, how we treat our wife, our sisters, our brothers, and our neighbors too. All of that in it, brother. Trust me, I ain't missing out nothing because I understand what needs to change this country.
All right.
Bring in the calls on them.
Another call, man. 627-3223, 625-2257. Let me go. Mr. Ferguson is here, and he's ready to answer some of your questions. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
what
sir.
A very interesting topic, my brother. And Mr. Ferguson, I call him from the Pernisong area. I support you in your cry, your passion towards abolishing, not abolishing, I would want to use that word, but the crime situation whereby youths are involved. But it starts from elderly people who can afford, because those fellas who put in on this little crime here and there, gun crime, they don't have the facility or the money or the contact to bring in a shipment of AK-47 or 9s or what have you, right? Let me draw the line right there. So it starts from when I say bringing foreign police officers and serious people to deal with those in power in the sense of the protective service, because the protective service has a big problem where we know for a fact they are involved in criminal activities. And then you lock up a little boy from the beat-em or something, thieving a bicycle, and you want to beat him and kill him to death. Now, I'm not saying it wrong. Right, sorry. But what I'm saying, also, there are so much youth camps in this country that this government shut down more than 9 years. What is the reason why? I'm a former trainee from a youth camp, and I did excellent. A batch of us, and we, if you hear the records, some people who went to youth camp, it is amazing. The school don't have the discipline and tolerance like what a youth camp give, brother. And I'm telling you, this is in 1982. They do not have the discipline and training like what a youth camp would give.
All right, thank you very much. So the youth camps, Mr. Ferguson, what do you think about youth camps and boot camps and all these kind of things, and the national service talk where, you know, put them in the army or some kind of thing, keep them active, that kind of way?
Well, one of the things that I always agree on, that everything that makes sense and good, it will come in to help. You know, it will help some of them. And I mean, everybody ain't going able to go in camps. But as I said, is that when people come together to encourage you, right, all these things will come up because it had good in it, right? And as long as it had good in it, it will work. And as I said, we need to come together.
We need
and
to
I
come
do
together.
Not believe
oh, man,
if we do come together, we can't solve this problem.
Well, boy,
we
not coming together thing
and,
is important.
And we need to give up each other type of ways that we forget if you are Indian, you are Spanish or anything. Because let me tell you something, the crime will affect the whole country.
Yeah.
And the crime is a big businessman, and you have all the money. All the money when able to help you, you know. When you see the coming at you, and you're smart. The smartest can't help you if they want to come at you. So we still need to come together. If you have money, or you have money, brother. Because let me tell you something, in our country, the people have plenty of money and can't come out.
All right, we're taking our next call there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Abid.
Yeah.
Mr. Ferguson, in that time, we have a going in communities. You're slow, man. The Prime Minister beat you to that. Prime Minister had a plan about 3 months now, man. $100 million
is spent
on it. You know, you're aware of that?
No, the
best plan, you know what you say?
$100 million to go into the communities. Prime Minister had a lockdown already, man. So, Mr. Focus is slow.
You say that the Prime Minister have this thing, and I did think I hear him say that about the
one.
Yeah,
that's where the Prime Minister wants to put $100 million. I know about all of that. I see, man. Let me tell you something. I see man will start to talk about that. He should come with that. He know that or what? That's still, let me tell you something. That could make a help. But it all depends on the people who you give that money to.
Right.
He need to understand that. Why should I welcome what the Prime Minister bring in?
Yeah.
It need to bring the put the money in the real people's hands. Because we have a way. We just operate in this country. Long money come in.
Yeah.
It is corrupt the whole system. You know?
That's right.
I say you need to understand. Money is corrupt the system in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm mentioning help.
Well, some people doesn't want to help without money. What's in it for me?
Yes,
why I must help?
That is the problem, because look, I put in my money while my mouth is, and I go in and I doing all kind of thing. Why you can't have people doing the same thing? Let me tell you something, and I want them to send this message to the people who listening. Let me tell you something. When you have money, the money only could benefit you when you're alive. When you do good, the people who believe in God, when you do good, whilst you're alive with your money, that will give you the reward to be in paradise. Else you cannot, you won't be able to enter paradise without doing good. And the only way to do good is when you're alive. So when you have the money now, is when we have to do good.
All right, I hear you, Mr. Ferguson. I wanted to stay on the line. Right now, the station had to make some money. Let me just take a little break, and we're coming back, right? Mr. Ferguson, don't go anywhere.
Man, no problem.
We're coming back, man. We're back, Mr. Ferguson. Are you there with us still?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Nice, man.
Locked on.
Nice, man. So we're taking some calls. We're talking about solutions. Some organization. I know you say, you know, we need help. But let's say we were to start with some major organizations. Let me say like the Emancipation Support Committee. Why just call on them so much to help people? Eh? Right? What are some organizations you would call? You would like to come. Let me say come together. Give us some people or some names, some organizations you would like to come together. Call them. Call them.
One of the things, right?
Yeah.
It don't bound to be organization. It could be people who want to be on the truthness and honesty.
Mm.
Because I put every people. You see, when you deal with people and your organization, it's much harder. But people,
yeah.
Because an individual, it might come, about 100 people who are honest, could come together and we could make the difference.
All right. So then if it has some people out there who want to contact you to make that difference, how to call you? What's your number?
My number is
323-0261-775-9580.
Or you could get me on the TDC there and be on Facebook, TDC there. We also on Instagram, TikTok. We all over. You can pick up us. But let me just repeat these numbers again.
Yeah.
That anybody who wants to help make a difference in the community and help with our crime talk, because the next place we go in is in South, and then we starting to go in all the communities. We want to go in all communities, but we need your help in whatever way. We don't bump for no money. All we need is your help. If you can help us with this or that, that is what the thing is about. We don't want to. We're not saying that if you're a politics person, you can't come and help. We just don't want the speaking and the talking is much about bringing down this one and bringing down that one. Because if you want people to help you, you can't want to be in them. I have no problem with who want to be involved in politics, because this is Trinidad.
Right.
But I decided that we want to make a change in community, because I know when I was small and I do something wrong out the road, before I reach home, I get licks. And when I reach home, I get more licks. All of these things is to raise a good person in a community. Neighbors used to look out for one another. People used to look out for people's children. Now all of this gone. What I'm trying to tell Trinidad and Tobago, you put a race together, you put an Indian, a Chinese, an African, a whoever together in a room, them little children in a room, and you give them something to do, they go do all the best to fix it. Them is studying about who is who and who. Unless you tell them, don't play with no African children or don't play with no Indian children. Them is studying what race that is that. And we need to give back that kind of children kind of mentality to fix the problem that we have in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
Because none of we going to want to see it get out more out of hand. And none of we, let me tell you something. I can't stay home, because if I stay home, I go catch cramp. And I don't like staying home. I want to be all day trying to do good. Because it doesn't make sense. I stay home and they could still come in by me and kill me. And then I, all these problems. Because you believe, hey, let me stay home.
Yeah.
Leave them, let them kill themselves.
Let me take some calls.
But no many people home.
All right. Let me take a call. Hello, good afternoon.
Let me take a few of these.
Yeah, man.
It's very conscious just for the thing talking. It was a good afternoon to Mr. Ferguson. You know, he's very passionate.
Good afternoon to you too, man.
You know, he's very passionate. And I want to say this. Bates, you know me very well. And I hear that Mr. Ferguson talking about going into our community, most of all, the African community, where it's bleeding and where there's a disease, a sickness going on with girls killing girls, man killing man in our community. I want to ask Ferguson, do you really have belly to go in the beat them, simple shit, tongue shit? If it's these communities you're talking about, I understand. But if you're talking about, like yesterday day, you went to Independence Square in the promenade, that cannot work. It's the problem is in our African community. And when you go there, them don't hear passionate talk. Them be using nothing. What is it? For me, the youth is not like 1916. The youth have technology in front of the fingers. So you can't go with no sweet talk and no nice talk, because these people invest millions of dollars in guns and shots, in guns and bullets. So you think them want to hear come together and with African and with one. Right now, there's a disease, a sickness, and there's no cause for it. There's none for it. You just a simple man have no power to bring laws and things and together. Most you could do is talk passionate as a talk. I believe you mean well. I believe you just put the money where mouth is. But going into these communities, Silat, Bitum, Digo Martin, Caronage, Pity Valley, Lavantil, Duncan Street, Nelson Street, these young people don't want to hear passionate talk. They want to see it. They want to feel it. They want to taste it. Because as I say, these young people invest millions in bullets and in guns. Mm-hmm. And some of them making off of that. So you come in today to take up together and encourage them young soldiers to move away from that thing. You're mad.
All right, Kingsley, we get the point. So Mr. Ferguson, Kingsley is saying to you, your word will fall on deaf ears in the community with them youths. What say you?
I really want to answer him.
Yeah.
I will tell you something, right? I would live in some of these community, and I ain't gonna call out all the places, but I from this community too.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something, right? If we come to that digital collusion, that is all the problem. If we don't change the mentality, let me tell you something. I have a good understanding, and there's places that we will go first, and we will attack first, and we will try to get these youth and them to be the example of how we show in them. Because let me tell you something, you have to go to places that you will develop the youth much faster, for the youth and them in the other community will see. And have a way, I can't call this whole clan and this radio station, but I can tell you something, I understand what you're saying there, because there's a hard road ahead. But one of the things that you need to know what I do, I pray a lot, and I ask God to help in this mission that is a hard road ahead. And these young people, God has changed your heart. God has removed all this evil, you know, this evil that's prevailing in this land. If we ask God to help me, we go get the help. But if we only study the money ain't helping. We do all of that. We do all of them things already. And watch me. Let me tell you something. I could do now. I could put 3 contracts in certain African community. And if one of my people get it, he might dead. Because he gets $1 million contract. And I show you the money still can't solve the problem. We need to do more than the money thing. Yes, only money will solve the problem. And the mentality and the mind remain the same way. It can't work like that. We need to change the mentality that we had. We need to get that to the youth and them. And that's where the problem is. When they have a problem, give them URP. Give them 10 days. Give them that. And we see the mind remain the same way. You don't have that mind. You ain't doing that. How you get that mind when you have that? You have to understand that you ain't going to kill. You ain't going to rob and cleanse. It's because you have a good mind. And how we get that changed mind? With money? No.
All right.
I understand money can play a serious part. But I don't believe if we want to make change, it can't be money alone. It has to be a lot of God too. And we have to pray to a God plenty. It has to be a man special, honest, praying to God, begging God to remove in this community and cause an effect.
All right, but it's something like
you don't know what God will do.
You're something like Ola, boy. You're something like
thank and ask God to make me different.
Mr. Ferguson, you're something like the commissioner of police, boy. Ola, boy. Pray.
Yeah, but I see she doing a different work to what I doing, you know.
All right, I hear you.
She doing a different work to what I doing.
627-3223, 625-2257. Something needs to be done. I don't know if you heard this. There's a nice spoken word by that a lady did. Yeah, let me play a little piece here. I was playing it early on by a young lady did this, and she talked about a lot of nepotism in there, and you know. A lot of the I want you to listen to this. Listen to
this
carefully.
6, 7, 8, and 9. Numbers that so deadly, if you call a number in the wrong location, your 3 points gone. We have a problem in Trinidad. Some say the problem is Trinibad, but this Trinibad artist gonna paint the artistic solution the government pretending to look for. Cause let me be real, I never see music shoot a man yet. I never see lyrics slither and slide like snake to take up the shape of a Draco that we face it though. Music does influence the youth state of mind. But let me state it so the blind could see and the people in the back could hear. The music is not the real problem in Trinidad. Trinidad have problems since I small. Since Kiana Cumberbatch shown Luke and Ashanti Riley, when Mendes do drive by in the harp like them in the army, but we have a bigger problem. We have more youths than we have opportunities, so we pretend that the music is the real problem. But call me Cat Williams because I come in for them. They go beg me to hush when I start to stroke this pen, so I load up my wooded rifle and knock it upon them. I properly pen this poem to paraphrase this problem. The Republic of Trinidad and Tobago functions under the system of friends, families, and curry favor, where it's not about who you know, baby, it's all about who knows. They say work hard and go to school. Remember, education was the key until pull string changed the lock. Now you out of luck, overqualified, no jobs in stock, and we wonder why thousands of youths waiting in the rain to apply for prison. With a system built on nepotism, where we discharge a youth from the army because he failed a police polygraph. But he didn't fail because he's a criminal. He failed because he don't have an uncle that is mingled with the ministers. So when they're writing articles about limiting the violent content of Trinidad lyrics, I laugh. Because we're not fully dunce. We're fully frustrated, educated enough to understand that this game we're playing rigged from the beginning. And I
heard you mention, you know, a youth might have 8 passes and thing, but then he can't get a walk and all kind of thing because of certain things. What you thought about that little poem that the young lady did away with thus far? She was listening. So Ferguson. Hello. I'm going. Yes, we going, boy. Fergie. Oh. The man wasn't online. Oh, I just admit him again. Yeah, Mr. Ferguson. Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You got cut off there, boy. Hello? So focus on the internet getting trouble, boy. Yeah, hello? Come in, Mr. Ferguson. Come in. Stand up in one place. Come in. Get a hot spot out. Hello? Now we ain't getting you. Hello, good afternoon.
Babe.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, eh?
Mm.
You see that poem that girl took there?
Yes.
There? Mm. She actually keeping our people right where they are.
She keeping our people right where they are.
Yeah, right where they are. I listened to them very, very well. And she mentioned Cat Williams. Cat Williams spoke not about one politician, not about the system in the States. Cat Williams was critical of his own peers in relation to what they did, and he was factual. And that's why his thing really... You saw it?
Yeah, Cat Williams. Yeah, well, he was speaking about his thing in Hollywood and the... You know, yes. That kind of thing that happened. She's Cap talking about something from her perspective.
I mean, that interview with Sharp was sharp, and he went on. So, the girl is talented, but I want her to redirect talent to show African people that Trinidad music is causing a problem in Trinidad with African youths. And focus on, even if you have 8 subjects, and base the history of us, Mr. Ferguson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's supposed to be. He's still there.
No, let me ask Mr. Ferguson a question. Mr. Ferguson, I listen to you and I embrace you. One of the downsides is that the job involving the youth is what it's not the youth card, the copper iron industry. It was plagued, I'm not saying with criminals. It was plagued with people who were being disruptive in relation to dealing with... Right. I don't want to talk about going into the business and having a fellow to produce a certificate of character. But do you ever, in employing these guys, have lectures to them that to they could hamper the growth of the industry by doing things outside the framework? Because to me, when I listen to you, you are the only man other than a few other people creating a circle of employment for people. And I'm glad you're, I don't want to shoot down Kingsley, you put Kingsley aside to know that he ain't crime. But he wants you to come in your area to understand who holding guns and roses. Do you, what do you suggest? Do you ever lecture to the guys in relation to crime and not to be disruptive in your course of your work? I will call in the next hour to talk about other things. But thank you.
Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson.
Let me explain.
Yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. One of the things that I does is that I go all over and I encourage the youth not to be involved in crime. You will hear some of the people that I will make some serious change in their life, and they will come out from incarcerated in jail, and they come out and make a big change in their life. They will have now their family, their wife, their children, they have their own car, they have their own house. They're working hard because of what I will have mentioned to them. We have a system here that we try to discourage youth in crime. I have a business. I have a grocery and thing also too. And you can't come by my place to even sell one mango that you didn't want to have people for. I try to live as an example to the youths in the area that I from. And what I'm trying to do is not to try to be deceitful by showing people that listen to me, I could do things and hide from people and do wrong. I try to keep away from wrong and show the youth that you do not need to do wrong to be successful. You do not. Now, everybody will like you, and that people will call and you could dislike you for all kind of things. But what I'm trying to do is that you, as a leader in trying to make a change in community, you have to be honest. You have to be truthful. And that is what the thing is about. Right now, I am doing a lot of programs all over, and I want to continue it. And anybody who wants to get onto me to talk to the youths and be involved in things, let me tell you something. I changed the life of 87-year and 75-year-old. I bring people back together in different way. I travel all over the world, and I understand the thing. I grew up amongst the people who want to kill every day. I grew up amongst them, and I never sit down and plan to kill a man. I never sit down and plan to be in the sign of evilness. You know why? I always want to be truthful, brother. I mean, in my whole life, I can't say I was honest everything. But what I say now to the young people, watch it, this crime doesn't pay. I could call a lot of names, but I'm wrong. And I had all the ranks. Going in jail is not a wrong thing. Being in the gang thing is not a wrong thing. It cannot.
All right. Well,
all of these things might just tell the youth.
Yeah, but are they listening to you, Mr. Ferguson? Are they listening? And are you
well, doing if I let me tell you something. I'll be honest. Everybody go listen. If people go listen. But what we have to do, we call everybody and listen. Because stop talking. We now start to talk. People come before we. The people who come before we. Moses, Abraham, Moses. People was building the ark. And when they was building the ark, people didn't want to believe. They say he's a madman. They say he was a madman. When you're talking to people, sometimes they want to know if you're in a different planet. All these things have come from people. But when you come and you speak in the truth, and you speak in things people need to hear, brother, if you believe in God, God is destroying nothing unless he can warn us. If you want, your mother tell it. Your mother tell you, don't pray on in a fire. And you want to pray on in fire, we will get not banned.
All right, Ferguson, I hear
you. Be real with the people and honest.
All right.
You can get to change everybody.
Stick up in.
Start somewhere.
All right, stick up in. We're going back to the phone line, Justin. Hold on. Right, somebody said, tell Mr. Ferguson, God never did anything ancient slavery and not going to do anything modern slavery. Same people give you that dietary are the ones oppressing the world. All right. Hello.
Hello, afternoon, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes, yeah.
I want to commend you for you. It's good. That's good. Right? But remember, there will be failures. Don't study that. The successes you have, there will be a reward to you. And that you made a difference. You turned away some. Here's a short, quick story. Around 1915, Chicago in America, a young fellow putting down work. Some people just don't have it in them, this goodness.
Fella put him down, walk all over the place. He break that place. And he looks, he see a panel in the corner. He says, I'm going to just draw him to, and he starts running fingers around it. Pum, 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 pum. See, that was the end of crime. You know who that man was? Quincy Jones. So some people just have something in them that just didn't have me to bring it out. And you will bring out some things into young fellas who are interested in going the wrong way. That's good enough for you. All right? You keep going, sir.
Thanks, yeah, man. Thank you. Yep.
Some inspiration and some encouragement there for you, Mr. Ferguson. Like I say, some people might say, you know, but you're wasting your time thing, but you know what I mean? We need more people like you. Like you say, come together. We have to come together.
Yeah, you know what they say? You know what they also say? Leave them alone. Let them kill out themselves.
Hmm.
Let them kill out themselves. Yeah, it's not we business. It's not we business. We care about them. Yeah. And the strength and the energy we just put out in a political party. Hmm. If we pull that to change Trinidad and Tobago, it's all that we got to benefit from it, you know?
I'm telling you.
It's all that we have fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, children. We have that.
Put people
and
first.
And if we put that energy out to help and make it different in Trinidad, things could be better.
Hmm.
But we just put it out in political party. We love that. We go down dying out.
Like
and when we want help, we help them.
Hmm.
And then they disappoint me because we feel that a political party can make a change in Trinidad, you know. We still have a thought, you know. We still feel that if this one comes or this one here can make all the change, we need to know, we make up the community, me, my brother, my sister, and all the family, all the friends, we make up the community. We can say tomorrow, all stop, everything done, all killing, all things stop. We can say that because we make up the community. But we only need to study ourselves and study other people. And let me forget that. Let me forget that. We in a state. We in a crisis. We reach a state that they're cutting off children because they disagree with a position. They're killing women because they want help to buy weed and things to eat. They're killing poor people. We go all kind of thing. And you know what we say? Hey. That ain't gonna work. You're wasting your time. We're wasting my time. But we're wasting my time when they come at you and they deal with you. Then you're gonna know how the time wasting.
That's
because
right,
anybody they're coming at now, they ain't afraid of nobody. They ain't care about nobody.
Hmm.
And we now only gonna study all of that. We need to change, brothers. We need to change, sisters. All of you affected. We need to change how we treat people too.
Right,
we need to start home by we.
Yeah,
how
boy.
We treat people wife. How we treat people with children. And all of that need to change, and then when we come on board, easy will be it. But you know, we leave this politics. Some of it, or let's keep the politics. Or let's just give me a few people to work with, and let me work and deal with the thing and forget this politics. Some of all you, because I know some of you are honest and truthful. Come and help. The same energy you're putting out in the political party, put it out to every child to change the community.
Tell them
and stop saying that I can't work.
Tell
anything got to do.
All right. Hello, hello. We go to the phone line. Hello. God, the man of passion, boy. Hello. Nobody there. 627-322-3625-2257. As you wind up with Mr. Alan Ferguson, Scrap Iron Dealers Association. The man coming hard today. I never hear somebody talk with so much of passion. To help people, boy. You know? Never heard somebody talk with so much passion to help people. You have a lot of passion, boy. So somebody say, boy, God bless you, boy, Mr. Ferguson. And all the best. Once again, if you want to contact Mr. Ferguson to help him, 775-9580. Get him some other numbers. I want when you finish this show, people calling you to tell you, listen, I want to help. What you need, Mr. Ferguson? What you need? Tell them.
All right, as I said, the number is 775-9580 or 323-0261.
Hmm.
I'll clean it once more again.
Yeah.
323-0261 or 775-8095. That's my number. All of them are WhatsApp on them.
Yeah, buddy. Final call. Hello.
Hi, pleasant afternoon, Bass.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, protest man.
Yeah, Bass, you see, we don't capitalize on our human resources.
Mm.
So much creativity, we could create industry. All these programs, all these OJTs, we could be creative from their training into industry. We don't capitalize enough in process. That's why I just section they give away all this land to Karani. All the Karani land and thing. Because that could have been a training in Dusty. When you come out from training on the OJT, yeah, it's set up in Dusty Friday. You're getting markets nowadays. This government demands 13% of your market to produce and be productive. Give back to your country, society, community. We're not being creative enough. We're not giving back. This is our problem. We could have been real advanced. We could have the whole region could integrate into this program. You know? Because you're creating an industry, an OJT industry. All kind of different things. Because we have the products here. Cocoa, coffee, citrus, pine. All these things. Pigeon peas, corn. All these things could grow. So much of things. Furnace here. Look how we revolt. I can't take shut down. India take it over. India send it on the parts here. And for we to assemble the furnace here. We could have shipped the parts and let it get a market and we take a percentage on the market.
Talking sense by protest, man. Boy.
Have a blessed day.
Talking sense, boy. Well, in wrapping up, Mr. Ferguson, final words. What do you want to say to the people out there, boy?
All I want to say to people, let me have a little more courage. Let me have a little more faith. Let me have a little more belief in God. Let me stay strong. We understand that we're facing a crisis in this country by crime. But I think that if good people and truthful people come together, And we put down we feet and we put down we head, we could do better and we could make a difference. Stop believing that it can happen. Without God, I say that we have to put God and every single thing that we're doing could be possible. God is make miracles for people, brothers. And I'm not talking because I think I must talk about God because I believe in God, because I see that what God does. When you pray and you ask God for help and light and show you the way, I know what that has happened. Right, brothers?
Right.
So I ask you all to, if you all want to join with us again, anybody who want to be part, I'm saying it again for the last time because the number is 775-9580 or 323-0261. Or you could get us on Facebook, the TDC, the Trinidad and Tobago Scrap Iron Association, and Facebook, also on Instagram and TikTok. Any one of these, you could catch us. So thank you for having me, brother.
Thank you
very much. And I hope that in the future, I could come back and enlighten people where we reach and how we going and what, again, people could do to help me anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
So I want to thank you and the station for having me.
All right, no problem, man. Mr. Ferguson, Alan Ferguson, Scrap Iron Dealers Association.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.